This next grim statistic is sometimes seen as good news. 30,000 American troops have been wounded in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many would have died in past wars when medical care was worse. The rest of the story, though, is that many veterans are home now seeking help in large numbers. And this morning we'll report on one Illinois nonprofit that is expanding its mission to help vets chase the American dream. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports on the Wounded Heroes Foundation.
With the cheering crowd, the fire truck moving to reveal a brand new two-story home and a big red and white welcome home banner on the door of the attached garage, this was an exciting moment for 26-year-old former Marine Sergeant Miguel Delgado and his family.
It means the world to us because, a lot of guys aren't coming back home.
Delgado served in the Marine Corps for 7.5 years and in Iraq for 6 months. On his last mission, 2 weeks before coming home, he was injured by a roadside bomb.
It went off and it tore my artery and shattered my femur and shattered my heel.
Delgado's new home in Zion, Illinois, north of Chicago, is roomy. 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, enough space for him, his wife Christian, their 1-year-old daughter, and another child on the way. Christian was admiring the large walk-in closet.
It looks like a second room.
Anna Cerrone is co-founder of the Wounded Heroes Foundation. She says her son came back home uninjured from Iraq more than 4 years ago, but other mothers weren't as lucky. The foundation decided it needed to do more than distribute care packages, so it approached developers about building homes for wounded veterans at reduced prices.
We would love to have the homes completely paid for. That would be a true dream, but that's not something that can be reality and try to help as many heroes as we can. So our goal is to make sure that they can afford their mortgage on their VA benefits.
Cerrone says about 40% of the Delgado's home cost was covered by donations from the developer and subcontractors. While the Delgados checked out their new home, a groundbreaking ceremony was underway for retired Army National Guard Sergeant Gabriel Garriga. His new home will be built just a few lots down the street.
It means so much to me and to all the veterans and then our families too and everything. It's just, you can't really put it in words.
Garriga is 23 years old. The red mottled skin on his hands and arms is evidence of the fiery Humvee accident in Iraq, which left second and third degree burns on 45% of his body. He was given little chance to live, underwent 30 surgeries with more to come, and was in a hospital in Texas for 2 years.
My mother quit her job and stayed down there the entire time. And about half the time I was there, my brother came down too, because even though I was getting better, there was a point about a year out where I took a turn for the worse again because of my internal injuries. So my brother ended up quitting his job and coming down.
With no jobs, they lost the family home. This new home is set to be complete by the end of the year, and Garriga's mother and brother will live with him. Deer Point Homes is offering at least 3 homes here at discounted rates to wounded veterans. The head of the company, Richard Petranek, says he didn't need any convincing.
They defend our American dream. And we build the American dream, so it only seemed appropriate and fitting that we would build the American dream for them.
Officials with the Wounded Heroes Foundation say the homes in Zion are just the beginning of their effort to partner with developers across the country to build homes for even more wounded veterans in need of affordable housing. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.